Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fortitude First. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, life can throw some curveballs, right? It feels like every day we're juggling a million things, striving to be our best selves. But sometimes, amidst the chaos, we forget one crucial element, self-compassion. Think about it. You'd comfort a friend going through a tough time, wouldn't you? Offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, maybe even a shoulder to cry on. Yet, when we stumble, when we mess up, or even just feel down, we can be our own harshest critics. That inner voice can be brutal. Ever get that feeling like you're not measuring up? Like you should be doing more, being better? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's time to change that narrative. It's time to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer to a loved one. And trust me, practicing self-compassion isn't about giving yourself a free pass or becoming complacent. It's about cultivating resilience, building inner strength, and navigating life's challenges with grace. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate this powerful practice of self-compassion. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Remember that imperfection is not a weakness, but an opportunity to learn and grow. Think about it like this. Would you berate a child for tripping and falling? Probably not. So why are we so quick to judge ourselves when we experience setbacks? 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic can be relentless, right? When you catch yourself thinking those negative thoughts, stop and ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not. Then, replace those harsh judgments with kinder, more supportive words. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you detach from those spiraling thoughts of self-criticism. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, feel? This simple act can ground you and create space for compassion. 4. Embrace imperfection. Striving for perfection is a recipe for disappointment. Instead, aim for progress, not perfection. Celebrate your small victories and acknowledge your efforts, no matter how imperfect they may seem. Remember, every step forward is a win. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good in your life can shift your perspective and foster self-compassion. Take a moment each day to appreciate the things you're grateful for, big or small. This simple act can make a world of difference in how you view yourself. Let me tell you a story. I remember this one time, I was preparing for a big presentation at work. I spent hours practicing, researching, and making sure everything was perfect. But when it came time to deliver the speech, I completely blanked. My mind went blank, my voice trembled, and I felt like an absolute fool. Afterwards, I beat myself up, replaying every awkward moment in my head. Why did I do that? I'm such a failure. That inner critic was loud and relentless. But then I stopped and thought, would I talk to a friend this way after a similar experience? Of course not. So why was I being so harsh on myself? That's when I realized the importance of self-compassion. Instead of dwelling on the mistakes, I focused on what I learned from the experience. I acknowledged my fear and anxiety, and I promised myself to be kinder to myself next time. The takeaway? It's okay to stumble, it's okay to make mistakes. What matters is how we respond. We can choose to let those setbacks define us, or we can use them as opportunities to learn and grow with kindness and understanding towards ourselves. So, remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, even when things don't go your way. Treat yourself with the same care and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Because ultimately, practicing self-compassion is not just about feeling good, it's about building resilience, fostering inner strength, and living a more fulfilling life. I encourage you to take action today. Try incorporating one of these tips into your daily routine. Share your experience with me on social media. I'd love to hear how practicing self-compassion is making a difference in your life. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.